Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of News Bites. I'm news anchor David James, and today it's the Antifa Report. Ladies and gentlemen, wait till you see what has been discovered as of late. Very interesting how the parallels are. We saw the Illuminati, which were the Jews who infiltrated all the lodges of Freemasonry, and they created a secret society within a secret society. One is, they would be the invisible, and the regular secret society itself, Freemasonry, would be the visible. Well, a long time ago, in Bavaria, lightning struck on a horse, a man who was riding a horse, and he had Illuminati papers on him. And they found the papers. And it revealed the plans of the Illuminati. Well, as of recent, in a college campus, Antifa, one of the Antifa members, dropped a manual. Now, I haven't read the manual yet. We're going to do it together here today. But it could be propaganda, or it could be the same thing that happened all those years ago. History repeating itself. Now, I will tell you that it says, the Antifa manual, and it says, do not distribute to any CIS white males, non-POC, non-LGBTQ peoples, a.k.a. fascists. Okay? Let's begin to see what this manual says. It says right here in the introduction, if you are reading this, it's because someone close to our movement trusted you with it. Please do not distribute to anyone who may attempt to harm or denigrate what we are doing. This is an anti-fascist or Antifa manual. If you are reading this, you already know that we are a social justice movement. Sure. Against hatred. Oh, yes. Intolerance and bigotry. This manual outlines where we've been, where we're at, and where we're headed within the next 100 years. This is a long-term plan, just like the Illuminati was. But first, to understand how we got here, we have to understand. And it goes on, it's going to tell us about white privilege. So, you see that this group is not full of hatred, of course. They're against hatred. But they were the ones that came down to a peaceful protest and started throwing bags of urine, bags of feces, rocks, bricks, cans filled with cement, acid. They blinded one of the peaceful protesters, throwing acid, flamethrowers, clubs, bats. They're very peaceful, and they're against hatred, you see. And they're against one key word that you want to notice there is intolerance. You see, we must be tolerant of them, but they are not tolerant of us at all, right? In other words, because if they have to come at you at a peaceful protest and hit you with bats, they're not tolerant, are they? So they are, we're talking about hypocrisy here. I'm just pointing it out. Okay, they're a social justice movement. Against hatred, intolerance, and bigotry. So in other words, it's the same old. Communism demands that we be tolerant of all these LGBTQs and all these other things. And homosexuality, etc., etc., etc. But they're not tolerant of us if we're not going to agree with them, you understand? So, The first thing that we have to understand, according to the manual, is white privilege. For hundreds, if not thousands of years, the CIS, white male power structure, controlled the media and disbursement of information. First came the printing press, controlled by white males. Then came mass media such as newspapers and television, controlled by white males. But the next evolution of media was born in a time when the CIS, white male power structure, began to lose its firm grip on the dissemination of ideas. Some of our kind have begun to infiltrate high-level positions of power in major media organizations. Now, if they were so intelligent, they would know it's not the white male that controls the media, that it's six Jews that control 96% of the media. But they just don't happen to know that. I must tell you that within their ranks are Freemasons, soldiers, ex-soldiers. Now, of course, I'm just speculating, but I know the Freemasons are always involved. And I know that they're paying people, professional people, professional-type police, ex-police, whatever, or soldiers, or ex-soldiers, because we see what the way they operated. Okay, so they don't know that the white man has not controlled the information at all. They have no idea, that there's anything such as Jews, or the Jews are the ones that have controlled all these media organizations. They have no idea of that. And of course, Soros is paying them. So it says, and of course, the new king of idea dissemination is social media. This is the new battleground for our war against fascism. You have to say to yourself at this point, well, say if they could wipe out fascism, who are they going to war against next? Christianity? Which they already are. Are they going to become the thought police for the world? The thought police force? Listen to this. You know, one more thing is, they have whites in their ranks that read this stuff and still participate. So, whites, especially CIS white males, have proven to be the greatest evil mankind has ever known. Did you hear that? From Hitler to our very own Harry S. Truman, who's a Jew, by the way, who dropped the atom bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. To the slave traders of old, no one has proven to do more harm than mankind to mankind than white men. Okay, let's review now. Truman is a Jew, and he dropped the atom bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Hitler wasn't evil. The slave traders have been proven to be the Jews and the blacks that sold them to the Jews. Let's continue. From their murderous plundering, example of the Native Americans, they love to say that, and African slaves, white males have achieved status and power in the United States and Western Europe, which, of course, it's their own countries. They should have power there. Never indulge in any fantasy by the fascists that white men have also cured diseases, lifted people out of poverty through Western capitalism, democracy, or any other facetious claim they make about such men. Their gains were only achieved through rape and plunder. Are you listening to this? Seriously. See, I know my audience is laughing right now with me how ridiculous this really is. This is such crapola I mean, there's so many holes in this right now. This is just as bad as Charlottesville is. So it says, hence, CIS white males have inherent privilege in our society. This is the basis on which people of color, LGBTQ, the disabled, and other groups that need protection will level the playing field and form a new world order, a.k.a. one world government, a government by protected classes of people, for protected classes of people. Oh, for the protection and betterment of all of humanity, except for those that don't believe exactly like they believe, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the disabled and LGBTQ and people of color, let's look at this. This is the people, this is the basis on which people of color, so they've grouped them all up like that, and they want to start a new world order. The Negroes thought of this, I'm sure, too. They thought of starting a new world order. Sure. We all know that that's the Jews. But let's look at something. I've done a lot of study on black-on-white crime, and I happen to know that people of color attack and sometimes even kill LGBTQ people. And they also attack the disabled. How many times have we seen them beat up somebody and steal their wheelchair, or steal a person that is disabled and steal their phones? This is hypocrisy, I mean, at its highest level. This is hypocrisy. Ladies and gentlemen, this is ridiculous. But let's go on anyway. I mean, why not, right? Creating a culture of tolerance. To create a culture of tolerance, we must first eliminate all forms of hate speech. Every idea critical of our movement or our way of thinking must be condemned as racist, homophobic, misogynist, etc. How do you like their freedom of speech and freedom of, and their tolerance, right? They're telling us to create a culture of tolerance. We must be intolerant. That's what the sentence says. We must eliminate all forms of hate speech. They would have to stop rap music, wouldn't they? They would have to stop Jews from saying we need to kill all the white people and blacks from saying we need to kill all the white people, right? Every idea critical of our movement or our way of thinking. Now, this is the Jews' own philosophies and operational tactics. We have the facts and the history on our side. When all else fails, compare someone to Hitler. Every once in a while, one of our minority group friends will become disillusioned and speak out as a conservative, aka fascist. So anybody that is conservative and doesn't believe like them is the enemy, and a fascist, and a white supremacist, and a hater, and needs to be killed. They need to be shut up. They do not deserve to have a job, have a family, have a place to live. They don't deserve anything if they don't believe exactly like them. When all else fails, compare someone to Hitler. Every once in a while, right? Did you hear that? I just wanted to read that again. Every once in a while, one of our minority group friends will become disillusional and speak out as a conservative, aka fascist. Belittle them as delusional. They speak against their own rational self-interest. You see the hypocrisy? These people are speaking against their own rational self-interest. They just don't understand it. They have fallen for an ideology. Our color, my blackness, they say. Our color, my blackness, for example, comes first. It defines who I am. Black first, American second. Gay, lesbian first, little person, dwarf second. American third, and so on. Now, this is the Jew. This is the Jew's ideology. You can see it all over it. I know communist ideology. They're a Jew first and an American second. But they're really not Americans anyway. But that's the pretense. Crashing the borders. Most liberals are not Antifa yet, but soon they will be. Refugee crimes such as those created by the situation in Syria are the ideal way to get more people of color, people POC, that's what POC stands for, into America. They need our help. Capitalized need. They are pictures of dead babies. I mean, there are pictures of dead babies who have washed ashore onto beaches. Here we go with this nonsense. Use imagery such as this to get support for expanding the people of color minority population in the United States. Never call any immigrant illegal, obviously. They are undocumented. It doesn't matter whether they came over here to smuggle drugs or if they were brought here by their parents at a young age. Migrants from Mexico and South America will play a crucial role in Antifa activities in the next 100 years. Let me stop right there. What they're saying is they don't mind if these people that are coming over here are smuggling drugs, right? So in other words, the ends justify the means. They don't care if they're a criminal element or whatever they are, as long as they get the numbers in. That's called the ends justify the means. That's what the Jews are all about. That's what they've put into Freemasonry. The ends justify the means. So it doesn't matter how you get the vote done, if it's with dead people, if it's illegal, if it's amoral, etc. As long as you get that done, the ends justify the means. Understand? So in other words, in this ideology, like communism, there is no morals. There are no morals to guide these people. In other words, it was like I read to you in Saul Alinsky's book that you would need to be, don't feel guilty for doing criminal things because it's necessary to get the ends that you seek. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it is amazing. So if you're on the right, you have some morals, but if you're on the left, morals don't mean anything. What means something is getting some. Now, supposedly, they're trying to say that this is a Negro writing this, like as if a Negro could even do this. There probably is some Negro somewhere that could, but I really doubt if a Negro wrote this. I think that's all just a little bit of psyop for you. This is propaganda, and there's no doubt about it. And it may very well be that they drop this to try to get some press to say, well, it's good. It's okay if they smuggle drugs. Because they let people go all the time. Remember my news story in the news a few weeks ago? How the black guy called up the police. Somebody stole his cocaine out of the car. You see, he was so confident that the police wouldn't arrest him, although they did, though, which is interesting, that he would call the police and say, hey, somebody stole my drugs. You know, obviously, what it was saying was he couldn't be that stupid. I mean, he could be, but I wouldn't think he'd be that stupid. I think he thought that the cops are all for them doing smuggling drugs because the police work for these very operations. You do know that the police beat the crap out of the people on the right. They didn't do anything to the people on the left. They didn't do anything to Antifa. So they're with the New World Order. Now, not all cops are. But the ones that were there, that were on the left secretly, and that were actually on duty officers, what does that tell you? You see, I know because I remember years ago Bill Cooper talking about officers that would go to court and lie because the ends justify the means. See, I'm going to tell you something about what we need to do about news and fake news and all that kind of stuff. You never, ever just use their real name and let it go at that. You always use word association with it. If you say Fox News reported, Fox News, which is fake news, reported today, you know, always associate. Now, this is the opposite. In other words, they don't want you to, it says never call any immigrant illegal. In other words, don't put a word association with the immigrant that would cast that immigrant in a bad light. So that tells us what we need to do. I already knew this before I read this, is what we need to do is anytime we talk about the Jews, anytime we talk about our enemies, anytime we talk about Antifa, anytime we talk about news, which is fake news, all of the mainstream media, we need to have word association with that. That's why when you say CNN, you want people to think fake news. When you hear them, when you say Fox News, you want people to think Jews and fake news. And it doesn't matter what news. The Washington Compost, that's what you call them. You don't call them the Washington Post. You call them the Washington Compost. Until people think of them as what they really are, and that is defecation. Their news is defecation. They've sworn yet again to that they're telling the truth to people, and they're not. They admitted that they are going to try to start doing news with the truth in it, which was an admission that they have not been doing that before that. They're not too smart, these people. You understand that? So, listen. Never call any immigrant illegal. Obviously, they are undocumented. It doesn't matter whether they came over here to smuggle drugs, right? It doesn't matter, does it? It doesn't matter if they come over here and they're putting drugs into the black neighborhoods and killing these people that they're fighting for. I want you to think of the hypocrisy. It's just amazing. Now listen to this. By 2117, 100 years from now, our goal is to have 70% of the U.S. population be non-white. By then, we will hopefully have subverted the power structure enough to eventuate our ends. So, we know who's been doing this we know who has patience and has done gradualism and has gradually changed America through communism and socialism and all these things, democracy. So we see the ideology of communism. We know that these are the communists because this is how it was in Germany. They were out beating up the people on the right that wanted to save Germany that were nationalists until the nationalists had to get their own people to protect them when they went out and demonstrated. Now listen, this is their goal. And believe me, they already do control it. Their masters do. Control the media. It is important to gain control of the media through any means necessary. Hello? Hello? The ends justify the means? Now, what they mean by the media is that the 96% of the media is controlled by Jews. Understood? Six Jews. And they want that other 4% of the media. And they're going to use this ideology and these people to get control of the rest of the media. Or at least to try. So listen again. It is important to gain control of the media through any means necessary. Whether you have to kill, lie, cheat, steal, whatever it is. They must gain control of the media. Now, the people that have the media right now don't allow us to have any real voice in the media. You do realize that right now. And if they got the last 4% of the media, that would mean we would have no voice. So anybody that does, you got to realize and see the parallels, because I understand the Jew. I understand it's my enemy. It's the world's enemy. And I have studied this enemy and its patterns. I understand how it thinks. And you must realize that competition is a sin, according to Rockefeller, who was a Jew. And and the rest of his family is are Jews too. Right? So competition is a sin. They want to control everything completely. They want to control the food. They want to control the water. They want to control oil. They want to control your mind. They want to control your mouth. They want to control your body. Everything. Is this the kind of future you want, America? Seriously. Would you like Antifa to control the media? Anybody that doesn't believe exactly like they believe now has to be killed and silenced and doesn't deserve to live. Would you like them to control the media? Because that's who's controlling the media now. The Jews. In these early stages of this movement, it's important not to alienate any CIS white males who are on our side. Use white shame and white guilt to kowtow men in positions of power into following our ideals. Some major media conglomerates are swinging to our side, but they have not gone far enough. So they don't mind using the white males for their purpose. Social media is the new battlefront of ideals. You see, here we are again. Ideals. What did I tell you? My audience knows this. That ideals or ideologies do not translate to reality. Communism, the ideal of communism, does not translate to reality. It might sound good to you. It might sound like it's a righteous thing, but it's not. And it never will be. We've seen what kind of power these outlets yield by kicking major fascists off their platforms before. This will and this must only continue. If you are seeking positions of power in the media, be sure to obfuscate and hide your true intentions on the various social media platforms. Better to remain a mystery and wield massive power than blatantly shouting out your viewpoints from the hilltops. We have the objective truth on our side. You have no truth on your side. You've been fooled. You're working in delusion. Always project that. See, again, this is on the premise that if they were able to achieve all this in 100 years, that they would be ruling with the Jews. But they don't understand. They don't know the Jews any more than the Judeo-Christians understand it. Now listen. Use social media as a baton to slap down anyone who holds fascist viewpoints. Call them racist, homophobic, misogynistic. Create an echo chamber around you. Isn't that what the Jews do with the three parentheses, the echo, three times? It's amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, I must take a drink of coffee here. I hope you're connecting all the dots here. Listen to this. Many of us first learned about Antifa and gained our views on college campuses and universities across the country. This needs to start earlier. Take up teaching as a profession. This is what the Jews have all done. This is nothing new. Educate the youth about the dangers of fascism. Befriend those vulnerable students who you suspect of having fascist-leaning parents. Teach little Timmy not just how to read good, but also how to think and act good. Good as good, like you, the way you people are acting? You mean people like people of morals? Because people that are good have morals. I don't think you want to teach Timmy, little Timmy, to have morals, because he'd have to go against those morals because the ends justify the means, wouldn't they? Do you see the hypocrisy here? Do you see the outright evil that you're actually witnessing at this very moment. This is evil incarnate, ladies and gentlemen. Once we firmly have control of social media and most major media platforms, it's time to start Operation Truth. The way many social media platforms currently work is that people are primarily exposed to viewpoints they primarily already agree with. This creates a kind of echo chamber for that individual. However, once we control the flow of information, we can slowly start spreading the truth to the fascists who reject our ideology. You get it? You see? Their ideology. Where did they get this ideology? On the college campuses from Marxist professors. You got it? This must be done very carefully, slowly at first. Begin suggesting a piece of news, video, tweet, or post that the opposition could conceivably believe in. You mean that there's a lot of things that the opposition would not conceivably believe in? Yeah, I think so. Create new outlets of media that do not come with the baggage of known bias. Convert major new media stars into witting or unwitting pawns for our cause. So that's what you'd like to do with people, is turning them into pawns. This is morality. This is, they're for social justice and equality. And they want to use people. Doesn't matter who they are. They didn't say what color they would be. They just said, convert major new media stars into witting or unwitting pawns for their cause. Our cause, they say. It's their cause. Remember our party's most, how they were going to put us on a guilt trip and bring niggers into positions of power and music in the music and entertainment business until they ended up marrying whites. Remember, you know what I'm talking about. Listen to this. A warning for their own people. Believe the way we do or you will be fired. Now that translates right out to their whole ideology. Believe the way we do or you will be killed. Or you will be shot. Or you will be silenced. The next crucial step is to threaten the livelihoods of anyone who dares speak out against our agenda. They are, after all, fascists who are clearly racist, homophobic, and misogynistic. You can't run a company with someone like this in your midst. See, what he's saying, or what it is saying, is that you can't have anybody that knows the truth around you, because it will spoil the delusion they are trying to pass off. You see what I'm saying? I'm interpreting this for you. Once we achieve this end, see, they have many ends they want to achieve, and they don't care how they achieve these ends as long as they achieve the ends. We will almost be able to taste our victory, yet we have so much further to go to achieve our ends. Fearing for one's livelihood is clearly a big motivator. CIS white male fascists will begin to hide in the shadows. They may lurk online, on message boards, and underground media, but will be afraid to speak up using their own voice and name for fear of being labeled a bigot. Labeled. Remember, see, am I telling you the truth or what? Did you listen to Saxon's Creed show last week, this past Sunday? I talked about labeling. That's what it's all about. You see, I'm right on the target, ladies and gentlemen. And that's only because of Yahweh. Many fascist corporate overlords still exist and will offer some of these hate mongers a place to work. But it is only a matter of time before our ranks infiltrate even the most evil of corporations who tolerate such hate speech from their employees. You see, They have to infiltrate. They have to be secret. Remember what he said? If you want to get to high positions of power, you must hide what you are on social media so that they don't know what you really believe. Are you putting these together or what? Phase two, the socialization of capital. Socialism comes after democracy. Socialism is a code word for democracy. And we're not talking about national socialism. We're talking about communism socialism. So what happens is that phase two, the socialization of capital, socialization is what is a code word for democracy. And the next step from socialization is communism. Listen to this. Never reveal our end game. But the obvious next step once we control the media is the socialization of capital. This will obviously require major political power. With hopefully 70% of people of color in this nation, we may begin to have the chance at these ends. Now listen. That is Israel Cohen's our party's most that I just talked to you about. Okay? Their hope is the colored people. Their hope at stealing this nation is the colored people. What they don't realize is when the colored people are 70%, they'll kill all of them. These people are blind you couldn't be more blind than these people are at this point. They don't know that they're haters. They don't know that they don't even have any morals. They think they have an ideology which is good, yet they have to, it doesn't matter if they lie, cheat, steal, kill, whatever they've got to do to get the ends that the Jews want them to get. So let's listen. Obviously, we start with health care. It's, after all, a basic human right. Of course, it's not a basic human right to have free speech, you understand. It's not a basic human right to think like one wants to think. You must believe the way they want, the way they believe exactly, or you're done. Anybody that does not believe exactly the way they do will be castigated and probably killed. Everyone knows someone who died of cancer or who got sick somehow. Obamacare was better than what we had before. Oh, sure it was. Yeah. It killed all the insurance companies. And it went up hundreds of percents all the time. 60% a year, 100% in some areas. I mean, yeah, it was real good. Yeah. Obamacare is much better than what we had before. Sure it is. But it was built with the healthcare lobbyist's consent. We need a single payer, and we need it now. Americans have come to accept that it's okay for them to be locked in a cage rather than not pay their taxes. I want to read that again. Americans have come to accept that it's okay for them to be locked in a cage rather than not pay their taxes. Americans have come to accept that it's okay for them to be locked in a cage rather than not pay their taxes. Never mind most of the money collected goes to the military-industrial complex and to engage in imperialism abroad, wars against brown people who happen to live above oil-rich lands. Are you hearing all this? As people of color, LGBTQ. Isn't it funny how they don't want you to call them queers, yet they call themselves queers right there? What do you think Q stands for? As people of color, LGBTQ, little people, the disabled, Muslims, and other minority classes slowly become the majority, we will naturally vote pro-Antifa politicians into office. It is, after all, only in our best interest. See, all that matters is their interest. After health care, the next target for socialism will obviously be the media. Use one of the government's only tools against big corporations, antitrust. anti-monopoly laws to split the media into worker-owned Antifa-controlled entities. Currently, only the rich and upper middle class get to enjoy the benefits of Wall Street and all it has to offer. If the workers owned and controlled their own businesses, everyone would win, except the big fat cat CEOs who would be out of a job. Again, they think they're going to put the Jews out of business. This is just amazing. This is precious, really. I mean, you're just talking. Whoever wrote this is an idiot. Whoever believes in this is an idiot. And whoever carries this out is an idiot. We will have to gradually raise the tax rates on both the 1% and as well as the mid to upper middle class to achieve our ends. Raise the minimum wage to a livable wage, especially in places like San Francisco, Los Angeles, and New York. Build homes for the homeless and confiscate... Oh, see, they're social justice warriors, and now they're trying to tell you they care about the homeless. Well, what if the homeless doesn't believe exactly like you believe? What are you going to do then? What if the homeless doesn't want to believe exactly the way you believe? What will you do with them? After media, banks and finance will be our next target, followed by technology and manufacturing. One thing we must be sure of is to never let the white man excuse himself of his obligations to us by taking so-called reparations. That time has surely passed and would give the CIS white male power structure an excuse to stop caving to our demands. Oh, we have Jamal. We gave Jamal $100K in reparations 2 years ago. We don't need to help him now. That he is a penniless crack addict on the street now, they will surely say. Let me remind you again that it doesn't matter. Are you sure that Jamal isn't buying that crack from one of your brown people that you brought into the nation that you said it doesn't matter if they're a dope dealer or not? You see what I'm saying? This is so easy. This is like taking candy from a baby. That's how easy it is to decipher this nonsense. Now, listen, you see, first they say they're going to be patient and go slow at first, just like the Jews did. And now they want to say speeding up progress. To achieve these ends, there are some tactics that we must use to speed our way towards progress. It is well known that the whites in America are not producing as many offspring as their counterparts. That's not true. 2016 was a banner year. It's important to make abortion or demand on demand and without apology overwhelmingly available in predominantly white communities. Now listen again. So they are promoting, Antifa is promoting white genocide. You see, they don't mind, you know, if all of the white people believed like they believe, they still want to promote white genocide. You understand that? Listen again now. Because they are promoting child ritual murder sacrifice here. This is part of Antifa's ideology. Listen again. It is important to make abortion on demand and without apology overwhelmingly available in predominantly white communities, not any other community. We must lower the bar to access birth control in these communities and use media to promulgate the image of childless white people as being sexy, hip, and cool. Meanwhile, the fascists on the right will continue to attempt to restrict access to abortions on demand. See, who is that? What is that telling you? See, they even admit that the right has morals, but they don't have any morals. They don't mind supporting white genocide. They don't mind supporting the killing of babies, child ritual murder sacrifice. Do you understand that? I hope you're understanding. It's very clear. Evil calls good evil. Meanwhile, the fascists on the right will continue to attempt to restrict access to abortions on demand. Middle-class whites tend to have the ability to pay, even for out-of-state travel, to get their fetuses aborted. Fetuses, see? Not babies. Fetuses. Currently, the predominantly people of color, that's bad English, dominated poor communities have little choice but to keep a baby to term. Even if sent to the foster system, these children will one day lay the groundwork for our eventual new world order and one world government. You see, that's not a black talking. That is the Jew talking. You understand that? And you do understand that the New World Order has always been about the Jews. We've seen that in newspapers in the early 1900s about the Jews' New World Order. Phase 3, New World Order. This is too much, man. This is too much. You ready? Imagine a world free of hatred and bigotry. Not with you in it, Jews. Not with you in it, Antifa. Imagine a world where there's no countries. Imagine a world where there's no heaven above us and no God. Imagine a world that is pretense. Yeah. Imagine all the people living for today. See, what it means by living for today means that they have no future tomorrow. Imagine a world where you'll never have to be called the N-word again. Oh, that's the most terrible thing you could ever be called. Yet the Negroes use that word all the time. They don't care. They're called it all the time. Imagine a world where you can be as gay as you want and not be called a raging dick, faggot. Sorry, I had to stop there. Where Antifa ideas reign supreme and all hateful microaggressive speech is eradicated. In other words, all free speech is eradicated. Imagine a world. See the ideology, you see the nonsense here. Can you even believe that you're hearing what I'm reading right now? And that there are people of our race. Now, I could understand coloreds and beasts of the fields maybe listening to this nonsense. But can you imagine that there's white people that actually read this and believe this? That is just amazing to me. One way to accomplish this will be to tag or microchip every human being on the planet. And they will do so voluntarily. Use the guise of entertainment and other benefits to lure the people to this end. Here's another one of their ends. This chip embedded in the hand or neck will allow Antifa-approved regulators to monitor the citizenry of the world. See, in their world, they still need to monitor the citizens of the world in their little supreme heaven that he was just talking about. Information accessible by waving a wand a few feet away from the chip would be DNA content, including number of color of genetic disadvantages, political leanings scored by past social media posts, earnings, known associates, Antifa status, etc. We must ensure that only Antifa-approved regulators can access this data, lest we veer too far into fascism ourselves. Oh, man, this is something else, boy. This is something else. Thus, with the wave of a wand, isn't that what magic is, the wave of a wand? One would be able to tell whether that vaguely beige-ish-looking person is allowed to use the term nigga. For example, that's with an A. For example, in rap lexicon, which is hate speech, it absolutely is hate speech. In rap lexicon, it is popular to say, where my niggas at? I got hoes in different area codes. While clearly misogynistic, a person of color has the right to use the term nigga. Antifa regulators will have to determine an acceptable person is. See, they don't want to stop using the term nigger. They just don't want whites to be able to say nigger. Anybody else can say it, as you just saw, right? They don't want to get rid of the word nigger. They feel it's a very vile and hurtful word, but they want it still to be said. I want you to see that as well. Antifa regulators will have the right to determine an acceptable percentage threshold of color in one's DNA that makes it acceptable to use the word term nigger. So in other words, if you're white, you can't use it, just like I said. If you are only 17% of African descent, perhaps it is not okay to use the term. See, this is how mentally ill these people are. They need to control every word that comes out of somebody's mouth, and they need to control who can say which word. Can you imagine living in a world like this? Seriously. This heaven is hell. So clearly, if you are 1% or less of African descent, it is problematic, although some dark Asians can get away with saying it just because of how dark their skin tone is. However, if someone, say, 80% Caucasian descent, attempts to use the N-word with the hard R, which is nigger, I mean, that's so much different than nigga, while prison would clearly be too harsh of a punishment for such an individual, demotion of status, power, and income would not be out of the question and should be the norm. You see what kind of a great, you see how sick these people are in their minds? Can you even imagine a world like this? The Antifa is gonzo. They are mentally ill people. If you were to believe any of this, and this is propaganda to them, because nobody on that has any brains or has any morals would follow this for a second. The issue of using force to achieve our ends is a tricky one. Always shout down fascist opponents, disrupt their speeches, counter-rally their rallies, force the media to show our side as the righteous one that it is. That's easy to do when you have the Jews running 96% of the media. That's easy to do when they gave you your ideology, Antifa. When it comes to the issue of terror, we do not condone mass murder. Oh, no, you just condone throwing bags of feces, throwing bags of urine, throwing bricks, throwing acid into people's eyes, etc., and beating people down with clubs because they don't believe exactly like you believe. Sure, you don't believe in mass murder, no. You only believe in killing white babies and genociding white people. You just said in this pamphlet that you were pro-abortion, pro-ritual, child ritual murder sacrifice. But you don't condone mass murder. No, no, sure. Anybody that would read this would see what idiots these people really are. However, a tiny majority of people who happen to be Muslim have decided to blow themselves up for their cause. That makes a lot of sense. That's common sense. Clearly, this is the result of hundreds of years of Western intervention by CIS white males on their culture. Well, we weren't aggravating their culture until the Jews had our military go over there and bomb them into the Stone Age. We didn't have enemies in their culture. This is very this is full of hypocrisy. Really ridiculous. I mean, this is why the left cannot have a talk show. They cannot win an argument. That's why they have to shut it down, because they cannot win against truth. They claim to have the truth, but their truth can't win against the truth, the real truth. That's why they don't want you to be able to speak your opinion or think any different than they think, because they know they can't win the argument. Osama bin Laden would not have attacked the World Trade... Osama bin Laden had nothing to do with attacking the World Trade Center. It was the Jewish Mossad that allowed that to happen. It was done right inside the country. Everybody knows it. And the Pentagon, had we not dropped atom bombs on Japan in World War II. For example, Palestinians are clearly victims and have little or to no choice than to avenge their relatives' deaths at the hands of the Israeli government. You see, now here they're biting the hand of George Soros, who's a Jew. The Jews do not like it when they go against them. You see, so this is set up to fail, ladies and gentlemen. It's a setup of division. You see, because the blacks hate the whites. So if the blacks are in Antifa, Black Lives Matter doesn't like anybody protesting and claiming that their lives or thoughts matter. So sooner or later, that's going to blow up in their face. We also see the lesbian gay community going against Israel, which is the one who created their movement in the first place. So it is a beautiful division that is natural within their ranks. This is amazing. I must say it is absolutely amazing. Okay, so I got to finish up here. Okay, make no mistake, Jews are a protected class of people, but we do not condone Israeli aggression against Palestinians. Phase 4, One World Government. Our movement will eventually spread to other nations indeed. It has already begun. Some peoples will prove excessively resistant to our brand of Antifa, such as those who were previously burned by communism or failed socialist states. Make no mistake, we will prevail where others have failed. Yeah, I've heard that all before, boy. I heard that all before. Their leaders lust for status, power, and wealth. Now, hello, didn't you just hear what they said that they're going to do with all these phases? They're going to have status, power, and wealth. I love this. This is so precious. I mean, this is not an ideology. It's an idiotology. So eventually we'll lead them to create layers of power full of corrupt state officials. See, Antifa is corrupt. They have no morals. But they're calling these other people in power corrupt. Antifa have the power of the people on our side. You wish. Or we will eventually. And will not succumb to such a fate. It is only natural that the ideologies we espouse spread throughout the globe. Starving Africans will finally be lifted out of poverty. Yeah, they've been feeding them for years, but haven't lifted them out of poverty, have they? Starving Africans will be lifted out of poverty when we redistribute the wealth of the Western 1% of them. And to our brothers and sisters here at home. Container ship after container ship will be converted to massive passenger cruise liners and will ferry poverty-stricken brown people from around the world to the former United States and Western Europe. Jobs will flower aplenty. Oh, sure they will. At all the world's worker-owned businesses. Sure they will. Those who can't work will be provided a stipend and an unlimited supply of opiates, marijuana, meth, and cocaine to occupy their free time. Are you hearing this? Seriously, are you getting this? Sounds too good to be true, the Antifa questions? It isn't. This is what we're fighting for. They're fighting for, in other words, they think if they bring all these brown people into your nation, that they will be able to put all of them to work and they'll be a fruitful nation. But what is happening is just the opposite. We see that, oh, this is just precious. Really, seriously, this is precious. So, this is what we believe. We are Antifa. Either you are with us or you are a fascist. Please do not distribute to CIS white males, non-people of color, non-LGBTQ, etc. Use common sense. This has been a News Bite special, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a special report. And until next time, smarten up and don't look down.